This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Mark Boulanger. In the Philippines, workers affected by the recent typhoon Haiyan, which killed at least 6,000 people and dislocated many thousands more, have started a national campaign. They want decent jobs and social security, plus the participation of people in the recovery process. Associations of informal workers in the country have banded together. Radio Labor correspondent Benjamin Velasco reports.
To signal the launch of the campaign, last December 30, a motorcade of 100 tricycles garbed in posters with the message, "Make jobs a priority in Haiyan Rehab," went around Tacloban City and were warmly received by typhoon survivors. A representative of the International Labor Organization observed and documented the campaign launch. Judy Torres, head of the Federation of Informal Drivers in Tacloban City, asserted that in the rehabilitation process, they do not want to just revert back to where they were before Haiyan. "We want a new community, a better community," he said. The campaign came days after the Philippine government announced a $8.17 billion plan called Reconstruction Assistance on Yolanda. The campaign is spearheaded by informal drivers in coordination with Partido ng Manggagawa or the Labor Party in the Philippines. In a manifesto, the workers' groups explained that prior to the onslaught of Haiyan, they already were living poor, miserable lives since transporting people through motorized and non-motorized vehicles for hire was their only source of income. Torres explained that their priority demand is decent jobs because it is a guarantee to a person's long-term security and a life of dignity. He added, "While everybody was devastated, it is the poor that suffered the most." He also declared that since current extreme weather systems are the awful outcome of climate change caused by unrestrained economic activities of industrial countries, thus, more than the humanitarian aspect, developed countries have the historical, moral, and social responsibility to come to the aid of Haiyan survivors. A gathering followed the motorcade where the driver's family members and other Yolanda or Haiyan survivors gathered to hear the group's manifesto and affirm their commitment to the collective struggle. This is Benjamin Velasco reporting for Radio Labor.